A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Hei, Psachim 35A, pagination page 69. A session that we have been waiting for since the beginning of Psachim. What exactly is matzah? So matzah is flour and water. It would seem that it can't get simpler than that. However, we know, how do we know, I guess from the pricing of matzah, that it's not so simple. Making matzah has a tremendous amount of detail. It's interesting that the Mefarshim observe that matzah and chametz have essentially almost the same letters. The mem, the tzadi are the same. The difference is a hey and a ches. As if to say the whole difference between matzah and chametz is a little bit. If the leg of the hey gets too big, it becomes a ches, it becomes chametz. So even though it's almost the same, there's some sort of delicate balance, obviously, in the processing of it, that it gets baked before it's leavened. But also, even in the ingredients of simple flour and water, there's a lot of detail. So let's start with the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the top, at the end of the line, Masnisin. Elu devarim sha'adam yotze ban yidei chavoso b'pesach. These are the things through which a person can fulfill his obligation on Pesach. What obligation are we referring to? So if you could keep one finger in the Mishnah where we're reading and one finger in Rashi, the inner commentary, you'll see about 10 lines from the top, Masnisin in bold, and then Rashi comments on these words of the Mishnah. Elu dvar mishadam yotze bahen yedei chovasa, which obligation? Mishem chovas matzah balaylo rishona. We're referring to the obligation of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Shu mechuyev le'echo matzah. That's when there's an obligation to eat matzah. In other words, the rest of the days of Pesach, if you want to eat a flour product, it has to be processed in the way of matzah, baked quickly after the mixture between the flour and the water, and then as a matzah product, you'll be able to eat it on Pesach. But on the first night of Pesach, it's not just if you want to eat, there's an obligation to go out of your way to purposely eat matzah. Kiddichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Bo'erev tochlu matzos. On that night, you should eat matzah. Now, this is a very critical point to be aware of, Bizman Hazeh, in our time, because even though we don't have the Korban Pesach nowadays, until the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Be'ezras Hashem, speedily and in our days, but until that time, there are mitzvahs of Pesach Seder, which we're not really able to observe. The Korban Pesach, we don't eat. Even Moror, the source for the mitzvah of Moror is Al Matzos Umirorim Tochluhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and Moror. So if you're not eating the Korban Pesach, then that mitzvah to eat it with matzah and Moror is not in effect biblically. And the mitzvah of Moror in our time, the bitter herbs, is rabbinic. There's not a pasuk to source it in, because it's only a pasuk if it's being eaten with the Korban Pesach. Matzah, however, is different. Matzah, based on a different pasuk that Rashi is citing, Bo'erev tochlu matzos, there's a special mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, even if there is no Korban Pesach. And that mitzvah is the Oraisa. What flours are acceptable? Bechitim, from wheat. Beseorim, from barley. I'm back in the Mishnah. Bekusmin, middle of the line, spelt. Uveshifon, rye. Uveshibola, shual, and oats. These are the five grains which are known for the mitzvah of challah, for example, for the obligation of washing before eating bread and berachas hamazon, etc. These are the five grains, most notably wheat. But it's a very important Mishnah to be aware of because sometimes people have a certain type of allergy, one sort or another, and being aware that there are other ways to make flour that can be usable for matzah is very important. People should be aware when they're processing such wheat. Obviously, we don't do it on our own, but whoever the experts are, it's important to know that the recipes are different, because the water absorption of different grains is different, and the ratios are different. I recall one time we had a person allergic at the Pesach Seder, and they were eating oat matzah, on another occasion spelt matzah, and that particular year, the ratio apparently wasn't done well, and they were chewing. It wasn't a good formula. It wasn't the right ratio. So there's a lot that goes into the matzah, even though it's theoretically just flour and water. It's not just. There's a ratio, and there are factors that the experts know how to process it in order to get the unique product and what we notice as the consumers, how thick the matzah is. But there's a lot even beyond thickness that goes into making the matzah. Drop down to the second wide line on the page, and the Gemara observes, Hani in, these grains, yes, orez v'dochen lo, but rice and millet, no. They don't work for the purpose of eating matzah on the night of Pesach. Minoani mili, how do you know? Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish v'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishma v'chein tana devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk. Lo sochal olav chametz shevas yam tochal olav matzos. You shouldn't eat chametz, but you should eat matzah. That's what the pasuk says. Devarim abayim lidei chimutz adam yotze b'yam yodoy chavasa b'matzah. Something that can become chametz. So when it's made into matzah, that's how you fulfill your obligation. That's the mitzvah. Yatsu elu, but these things, rice in particular, we discuss, she'ein boin lidei chimutz, they don't become chametz, elo lidei sirchon, they spoil, they don't become chametz, they're not leavened, and nowadays people actually have tested this chemically to try to figure out exactly what the definition of leaven is, that rice does not do it, but the other grains do. But that's the bottom line. Orez does not become rice does not become chametz, and therefore you cannot use it for the mitzvah of matzah either. It's a scale. If it becomes chametz, it can become matzah, and otherwise not. As a practical matter, we just to make an observation that the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, Orez min dogonhu. There is an opinion that holds that rice is a grain, as in the five grains, that I guess he would hold six grains, right? And v'chayav enachim mutzakaris. And Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri holds that it's a chametz violation to eat rice. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri. We do not hold that rice is a chametz violation. Nevertheless, in the category of kitnios, etc., rice is restricted to Ashkenazim, according to our minig, and we allow it in cases of health need. Also, children, in the case of formula, very often it's kitnios, it might contain something having to do with rice, so it doesn't become chametz, but there nevertheless is a restriction to be aware of. Drop down to about 12 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, you'll see Isa Sheni Losha Beyayin Veshemen Udvash. Until now, we've been dealing with what kind of flour. So we said there are five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Not rice, and those grains can be used to make the matzah for the mitzvah of the Seder. Now the Gemara talks about what kind of liquids, and basically water is the only liquid that will create matzah, and likewise will create true chametz. Isa shenilosha b'yayin d'shemen u'dvash. If you have a dough that was kneaded based on wine, oil, or honey, ein chayavan achimutza kares, it is not the classic chametz violation. Likewise, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on it because it's an equation. If it can become chametz, then you could use it as matzah. If you'll take a look at the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of the page, Dehavya le matzah ashira, it is referred to as wealthy man's matzah. It's not the matzah of the mitzvah. If you'll turn the page on the top of the second side, Amud Beis here, Umei peiros ein machmitzin, and fruit juice does not create true chametz. You take a look at Tosfos, the outer commentary. Tosfos has a debate whether there is a restriction on eating matzah that was created through fruit juice, even though it's not chametz and it's not kares level of chametz. But Tosfos considers on the second line of Tosfos that lav ispe, that there is some sort of restriction on it. If you go further down though, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the beginning of a line, about eight lines from the top, ein machmitzin kol ikar, fruit juice does not produce chametz, and indeed that's the way we paskin. There is a restriction on eating fruit juice matzah, but it is a minig level of restriction, and we allow it for elderly, infirm, ill-type people. We allow eating such matzah that's made out of fruit juices as long as no water at all was introduced to the mix, and as long as we're clear that it cannot be used for the matzah of the Seder mitzvah, because in that case you need lechem oni, poor man's bread, and not, as this is being described, matzah ashira, wealthy matzah. Yeshe koach, have a wonderful day.